It's the season opener for the Bryan Vikings. They will be in Hutto tonight. Coach, I don't get a chance to do a lot of Hippo games. I'm always fascinated to find out when you set a season opener, how did you do that? How do you end up playing Hutto?
You know, it was kind of out of the blue. Coach Van Meter and I are golfing buddies and have a lot of respect for his coaching ability as well. And we were talking about scrimmages because a couple things happened as they normally do on realignment day. And I was left without a scrimmage. We'd been going to Shoemaker and meeting halfway or whatever. And finally I said, well, you know, I'm still looking for a scrimmage. He said, a first game. I said, something. He said, well, I am too. Let's just play. So that's how it kind of had happened. It was not planned at all until that exact moment, the day of realignment.
They end up with a pretty good Bryan ISD commitment this year too, because they're coming over the following Thursday to take on a runner.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that until maybe later, a couple days later, that they turned up and got with Will on that game. And it'll be interesting that we both of us play them game one and game two. That doesn't happen very often.
A lot to talk about when we've had an entire offseason. You've had spring practice and been practicing all summer, but I want to kind of go back to the end of last year. I just don't think there's any way you can see anything but positives out of the season when you play what turned out to be the state champions as well as you did in the third round of the playoffs. You got another district championship trophy in the next room. You got all kinds of positive things, and this program's in pretty good shape, I think, this right at this point.
I hope it is, because every year stands on its own. But yeah, we want to think that we're reloading. Certainly there's some great seniors that we're missing. BJ Ross, 3-year starter, Dedrick Davis, 3-year starter, Keyshawn Jefferson, just a number of guys. I just keep going on, and our little center, old Spivey, it's hard. We're missing some great ex Bryan players, and but this other group, this group of guys think they're going to be just as good and have just as much success. And I like our team. I like our chemistry, and I feel good about what's going on.
If you're going to talk about yourself as a statewide type team, you've got to do some of these. Everybody wants to win the state championship first, but if you can't do that, these incremental steps and playing as well as you have, I think, are the next best thing. You're heading in the right direction.
Certainly. And, we want to feel that. And week 9 and 10, we'll be playing for a chance to be back in those playoffs. And certainly if we get in, we feel like we've got enough players. If we are indeed make the playoffs and love a district championship, that's our number one goal every year. And that's going to be tough with the people we have in it. But, yeah, we'd like to be there again and be mentioned as one of the top 16 left playing. Of course, I'd like to get it down to 8. Probably an outstanding goal for this group would be playing in December. But right now we're playing in September.
Yeah, start with September and then and work your way to that point. But you start in August, and you started last week in August actually with a scrimmage that you had. And we talked about this kind of off the air before we had a chance to do this, but you don't have a whole lot of guys back as starters on that defense. But you got in the first scrimmage. I thought your defense looked good.
Yeah, I don't understand Caldwell's a 4A classification, but they have a number of good kids coming back. They missed a great quarterback that they had last year, but they've got some really good skilled kids in the offensive line. So, I evaluate it just like watching other scrimmages. I think Caldwell looked pretty good. Yes, I think our defense, I want to think that we're a little ahead of schedule from where I thought we'd be. Yeah, I think we can have a good defense, but I want to think right now that maybe we're a little ahead of where I thought we'd be. And so I'm real pleased with how we ran the ball, and our tackling was pretty sharp.
All right, offensively, there was a little bit more hit and miss, but I thought you had some real positive things that happened on the offensive side. It's going to be a little different kind of offense with Mason Ray playing quarterback this year as opposed to B.J., you were talking about a minute ago.
Certainly. B.J. was the scat quarterback. He could beat you throwing, but he also beat you with legs and kept the chains moving a lot of different times and made some unbelievable plays, Houdini plays at times. So now with Mason Ray, we're going to be – a lot more with a back like Hunter Batten, as well as a couple of other backs that carry the ball well. We're gonna probably be more hand the ball, work the bootlegs, work the passes, work the RPOs, and I feel good about where Mason's at. He's got a good quick delivery, and he's usually pretty accurate.
It's interesting you talked about Hunter Batten. Hunter's not the tallest guy in the world. He's you've had taller guys over the years, but I told somebody after the scrimmage, I said, I think Hunter's getting shorter than it occurs to me. Your linemen are that much bigger. You got some big guys up front.
Yeah, for where we've been, where we started, this is our beefiest and tallest. We got some kids that are 6'2 and 3 up there and some taller than that. And we haven't had that, and so it does make our backs even look shorter because Javon Jefferson, even our backup tailback, is even shorter than Hunter. So, Hunter was still hard to tackle. I'm telling you, he did a great job of bouncing around, and I expect big things from Hunter. I know he has high expectations this year, but that offensive line is going to, as most for most tailbacks, it's going to have to be good. Only person really coming back that we got a lot of playing time was Ryan Boyle, who's playing center. Now, Garrison Tullis started for 2 years at Bremond. Noah Hensley was playing at Rudder for years, sat out a year and played JV for us. He's got a lot of experience. So there are some experienced guys out there, and I think that Elijah Hall is really he's jumped a long ways from last year, his sophomore year. Now he's at 6'5", 280, got long arms, and I like the way he's come on, and he's got room to improve, but I like where he's at right now.
Yeah, he may have room to improve, but he looks the part right now, doesn't he?
Certainly. It's fun to have a guy that can move like he can and got great explosion out of his hips. But a lot of the little nuances that we're going to have to keep working with, but I think he's ready to play, and he showed that he can get up on linebackers and keep his feet moving as well as he's better at the line of scrimmage than he was last year.
Headed to Hutto for this week's game, and here's a team that has had some pretty good recent success. They lost first round of the playoffs to College Station last year, had a good run the previous year. It's a pretty good program right now.
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Steve and his coaches. He did a great job for years and years at Friendswood, sat out for a year or two, and then Hutto talked him into coming back over there, and he's done a really good job. I think just maybe 2 years. Maybe it's only 2 years he's been back. But, he understands his offense. I'm not going to say it's a Texas Tech type offense, but, there's years they'll run the ball more, and they've got a good-looking running back, but they're going to hunt, peck you out there wide, get you spread out, and hit you inside. They lost a really outstanding quarterback. I don't have his name, but he was third in the intermediate hurdles last year as a senior, and he can run and throw. So they're going with a new quarterback, Chase Griffin. And I coached Chase's dad at Harker Heights years ago. So, the circle keeps going around and around.
Well, Chase is a sophomore, and I know you've had a chance to see a little bit of the video from their scrimmage, and he's got a quick release. I mean, he's a guy that can run that offense, it looks like, pretty effectively.
Absolutely. I think he knows where to go with the ball. He's accurate. And, he's not going to – it's not like you're going to get to him a lot because I think the ball's going to be gone. So we've got to be sharp on our underneath coverage, and if you do go man, they're going to throw the ball on the fade, and that's what they hurt Reagan with, in the scrimmage. They early had some success, and then late when Reagan was a little tired, they would throw the fade, and they turned it into big plays. They've got receivers coming back that are going to make big plays. Those guys were receiving last year.
And there is always that aspect of the game. A lot of teams are wanting to do that. You mentioned Texas Tech and how they do it. It's great to throw those passes. Somewhere along the line, they are going to try to hurt you with that running game.
Yeah, and so we've got to be we got to disguise good. We got to hopefully not let them know, because if we let them know what we're in, they're going to know where to go with the ball. And like I said, it's accurate. And then if we have to spread out to help our defensive secondary, then they're going to hurt you inside.
All right, we talked about the secondary and really the defense and how they played. In the scrimmage, you'll get a different look here than what you did. You saw a spread look from that scrimmage, but they're going to throw the ball more than what you got from Caldwell. You got a lot of speed in that secondary. You got guys that can get to the ball, but with those quick release passes, does that help, or do you have to do some scheming type things to try to account for some of that?
Yeah, like I said, we can't let them know all the time. We're going to be in one look most of the time, but the changeups. We got to know how to change it up, and then we got to tackle well. If they're willing to throw the short passing game, which they're more than willing to do, if you stay in some zone, and they're going to throw the short pass, you got to tackle well and put them in some third and fours, and then hopefully you know, be able to come get them and throw them off schedule.
A little like playing six-man football. You're kind of out there on an island on a few occasions, aren't you?
Oh, ain't no doubt. You know, our secondary's got to have confidence. And I like our secondary. You know, as a group coming in, we have more experience, and I feel like a better understanding as we go over the years. So I want to feel like this secondary's got a chance to be the best we've had since we've been back here the last 4 or 5 years.
All right, Coach. The other side of the football, what do you think you can do against them moving the football? You talked about wanting to get in the running game going, but you got to get Mason involved in the passing early on this season too, I would think.
Yeah, we're not scared to ask him to do any of our stuff at any time. I just feel like we've got that much confidence, and he's such a sharp guy. He's got all the tools it takes to be a quarterback, because he's mobile as well. I mean, he's not just standing back there throwing. He's going to avoid some people and run or throw downfield, which he showed the other night. So, we're gonna have to keep them in, hopefully they know we're going to run the ball. That comes first. We just believe that you establish the run and set us up other things. And with our offensive line and Hunter, that's what we're going to do. But, you know, who knows? We make him out and throw the first three plays.
I'll say this about Mason. He's got a good understanding about what's going on around him. I watched him texting into his phone as he walked all the way up the steps in here to the locker room from the field the other day. I'm not sure BJ could have done that.
I don't know. But we're glad we got Mason this year. Wish he was his junior year. Wish he was 2 years behind BJ. But, you know, some years it works out where he's got his 1 year and he's putting it all into it, and hopefully he'll get a chance to play at another level.
Yeah, here at Bryan, you got so many kids that play multiple sports. You got a couple of baseball guys, including Mason, on the team. They had a nice run during baseball season as well. There's just always been – I don't know if that's an emphasis on that or just kids like to play a lot of sports around here.
Well, I know it was an emphasis when I got here to try to get kids to not just play one sport, baseball or basketball, and try to do one, two, or three sports. And so, yeah, we're glad that we've got some guys that have the ability to go play baseball, or they played baseball and they wanted, like Miles Sheffield decided to play baseball for year two and then came back out and he's enjoying football. So, we'll continue to do that. It's imperative to me that at Bryan High that we do that, and with all of our sports.
First game of the season, is it still as much fun as it was first time you did this many, many years ago?
I can't remember that many, many years ago. I'm sure it was fun and it had a lot of excitement. It was a different situation, 1977 at Hempstead, 2016. You know, it's still, if you don't have butterflies and you don't have excitement, don't need to be doing it. So, yes, I know I'm excited, and maybe about the same I was in 1977. I can't remember.
All right, it will be the Bryan Vikings kicking it off in 2016. They'll be at Hutto, and the game is coming up next. For Coach Ross Rogers, I'm David Campbell.